teaching us that love is in the air. So what they mean by that is to remember that, excuse me, they're saying it again, love is in the air. In other words, there are energies that are in our field that are waiting for our consent, that are waiting for our understanding, that are waiting for our direction. So the more that we remember that the energies that are here for our greater understanding, our greater usage, our greater entitlement. So the more that we decide, how would I say that, to like open up to our true majesty, to our true triumph, to our truest value, we're going to increase our light, we're going to increase our understanding of self, we're going to increase our love's exposure. So every time they say the word love, there's like this splashdown of energy that is just wonderful. I mean, it's really just fantastic. So we want to remember, if we can remember, that we are love incarnate. In other words, God, Goddess, Source, it's love. And so what we're learning to do is to arrive in love's good commodity. In other words, the more that we return to love, we may get triggered, we may get lost, we may go unconscious, but we want to remember, they're saying to keep trying. In other words, we may like have a little bit of touch and go at first because we're so used to duality. We're so used to pointing the finger, you know, to ourselves or to others. But what they're saying is we're so used to staying away. So in other words, we're returning to our light. We're returning to our bliss. We're returning to the truth of self. And so we want to remember that, again, because we're so used to being like ostracized or outcast or out of our complete setting, out of our complete, they're saying extreme, but it's just all our beautiful colors, all our beautiful energies that, how would I say that? Like, we don't realize what's truly here at last. So we're so used to being stuck in lower energies or in conflict or whatever it is. And that's, they're saying that's okay at first. In other words, we really want to take the pressure off ourselves to think that, you know, either we're just in alignment with Source 24/7 or we're a done deal. That's hardly the case. But we want to remember that when we fall off, excuse me, one moment, come here, buddy. We want to remember when we drift apart, in other words, when we lose our way, when we get triggered, when we go unconscious, to find our way back. And so some of us are used to being gone a day, a week, they're kidding when they're saying this like a lifetime. But the truth of the matter is, as we will adjust in our new increase, we can return so much faster than we have ever understood is possible. And that's what we're deciding upon. That's what we're trying. That's what we're aligning with. And so the more that we remember our true colors, the more that we remember our true nature, the more that we remember our truth at last, it's like when we're going to be enjoying that light and we're going to be enjoying that sweet nectar, in other words, the truth of self, that whenever we fall out of alignment, what used to just be normal to be in a bad mood or be angry or whatever for half a day, it's just not going to sit right anymore. And so this is what we want to remember, that we're learning how to give ourselves our very best. In other words, we're learning how to return to our light. We're learning how to return to our holy atmosphere. We're learning how to take our focus, how to take our place card and move ourselves at last. So that movement is in our authority. We want to really understand this, that no one can stop us from returning to Source, from returning to light, from letting go of our past notion. No one can stop us, but again, no one can do it for us either. So we want to stay committed to source. We want to stay committed to our true understanding. We want to stay committed to our highest placement. And so the more that we can, how would they say this? Like, they're saying like to proceed at last. So we want to remember. What I get from that is we have more movement than we realize. So in other words, before we could have been stuck and we've been like, well, there's nothing to do except sit here and pout or fret or be angry or have a tummy ache or whatever it is. And so we want to remember to keep on trying, to keep on striving, to keep stepping out in faith, because the more that we will say so, we're going to find that that door is going to start opening up, where before some of us are a little bit of, I would just kind of call it like learned helplessness, where we stop trying because what good is it going to do? So it's only by trying again, it's only by proceeding with that wiggle that we're going to understand all that's now available. We're going to now understand how easy it is to rise. So they really wanted me to slow my words down and really emphasize that easy. So it's like easy to rise. And again, the only way we can know that is by giving love a try. So giving love a try at last, you know, attending to that sacred flame, attending to that inner light, attending to that inner glow. So when they said sacred flame, inner light, inner glow, it's like everyone was just illuminated in this beautiful awareness of truth, but your light, everyone's light is just fantastic. So this is what we're learning to emphasize, and this is what we're learning to understand, because the more that we play with that light, the more that we welcome it in, welcoming it into ourselves, welcoming it into our subtle bodies, then we're going to understand all that is now due us, all that's now ready to go, all that's now already prepared. So allow yourselves to receive this light in earnest. In other words, slurp it up, receive it in your cells, receive it in your chakras, and really allow yourself, how would I say that, like to hold that space at last. And so what we're going to find, that the more that we consent to it, the more that we say yes to it, the more that we dream it in sincere, we're going to start feeling our very best, meaning that, wow, this is very useful. This is very helpful. This can really lift me up. This can give me more ideas. This can give me more information. This can lift my frequency. As I'm willing to try, as I'm willing to speed on ahead, as I'm willing to engage. So we want to remember, we want to start properly engaging. Whether you want to think of light or source or your I am presence or your higher self, how would I say it? It's like they're saying that we remember like at first. So I'm going to say it this way. Like if you're meditating at 8 a.m., at 9 o'clock, you'll probably still remember this. At 10 o'clock, we may still remember this. And they're basically saying, and then they look around at us, and a couple hours later, we've totally forgotten. We're totally back in 3D reality and totally forgot about our sacred flame. So there's no judgment in that at all. It's just the observation that we want to keep making it happen. We want to keep refreshing. So just the way you would kind of like refresh your laptop or whatever, we want to keep refreshing with that light. We want to keep refreshing with our new circumstance. So allow that energy to be received, allow the light to be fully restored. And so when they say fully restored, the energy that's just moving, the light that's moving through our energy fields, it's just brilliant. It's just absolutely, positively fantastic. And so the more that we honor it, make use of it, abide by it, it's going to change our every circumstance, because remember, everything is consciousness, everything's vibrational, everything's energy. So as we lighten up, we want to remember that we're the ones moving on ahead. We're the ones leaving the past paradigm, moving into the new paradigm of unity consciousness, where we're no longer the victim, we're no longer the martyr, we're no longer separate at all. So this is how we find ourselves at our very best. So the more that we acknowledge there's no separation, by giving love a chance, by agreeing with that light, by using that light effectively, efficiently all through the day, this is going to shift how we present. In other words, if we can remember that there are many and so many manys, like we don't even have time to say how many parallel realities, so that every time we climb that mountain steadily, we move into another reality, we move into another timeline. And so, how would I say this? We're finally starting to become mature, and that we're recognizing that it's really here to be claimed. It's like here at last. Like, you know, we're ready, and the march has begun. And so it's not, of course, a march, but it's just an increase, and it's just like this overlay of these beautiful energies. It's just grace. There's just so much grace about us, like waiting for us to awaken, waiting for us to remember, waiting for us to begin to try. So the more that we can remember that, like there's just grace everywhere, waiting for us to receive it, waiting for us to pay attention, waiting for us to, like experiment. The best way I can explain it is just sort of experiment, like try it on, see how it fits, see what it can do for you. So receive. And so when we receive this, remember, everything we receive for ourselves, we receive for the collective, so that the more light we hold, the higher our frequency is. It's like that offering is presented, that offering is stated. And so when we offer that, when we state that, you could have someone that is just linear as linear can be, and they're going to receive your frequency, and they're going to be like, you know, that's kind of nice. I don't really understand it, but I know I feel better with it. And so this is the point. We're the teachers, without even saying a word, without even trying, because others are going to get a whiff of our sunshine. Others are going to get a whiff of what we now understand, and they're going to be interested. They're going to be like, I would like that also, you know, explain that to me, if you will. So we want to allow ourselves to receive the sunshine. We want to allow ourselves to receive that light in our true, what would be that word? Like, just really holding that commitment to join with your higher self. In whatever that means to you, but anything where we're making a commitment of going beyond the past association, the past lifestyle. And so when we're receiving, we're connecting, we're agreeing, that's all that's needed, just like a little tiny bit of willingness, just a little tiny stretch, a little bit of willingness. So when we sign on the dotted line, we say yes, it's like everything is given. But again, they're not allowed to override free will. So if we have our back turned, if we're just grumpy and we're not saying yes, and everyone's got to be on standby. So we want to remember, like, even if you're in a bad mood, even if you're like, you know, have just a tiny little consent, a tiny little willingness, so that you have offered that, and so that it can be displayed, it can be received. So receive. And I keep wanting to end, but there's, I don't know who it is, but there's one person, or being, I should say, that just every time I go to end, it's like they're just taking it in, and it's almost like an animal that hasn't had any water in days, and they're just lapping. So that's what I'm looking at. And so it's like I just keep bringing forth the transmission so that it can be received, so that it can be retained. Okay, now it's ending. So it's so wonderful. I mean, it's like perfect. All right. So much love, everyone. So it